support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is one of your rotating hosts of Mudlark Sampler, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. on KRN in Juno, 102.7 FM. Hello, Sergey.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, you know, it's going okay. Thank you for being available today to talk about folk music. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Mudlark Sampler?
Yeah, well, my name's Sergey Morrison. I've been a DJ on KRNN, or I guess it was K2 when I started, I think, probably since 2007. And yeah, I've been involved with traditional music since 2003, where a year after I moved to Juneau, I started eagerly playing the fiddle and getting involved with music. And yeah, I guess it's all been downhill since then. So,
Mudlark Sampler is mostly a folk music show, right? We might hear a little bit of this, for example. What's this one?
Right now we're listening to a gentleman named Lo Stokes. He's a fiddler from the 1920s, from Georgia, and was part of a group called the Skillet Lickers. And his music just really sings to me because it's fun, I guess, for lack of a better term. In this case, everybody's doing it. It's about it's not about much except for dancing. But I guess these days you could, you know, it's almost timeless because you could, you know, you could be talking about hunkering down and everybody's doing it, and might just kind of make you tap your toes a little bit while you're hunkered down.
Yes, thinking that he's singing about hunkering down definitely makes me laugh a little bit. All right, well, you're one of the KRNN live show hosts who's been regularly submitting playlists for us to post on the KRNN Facebook page, so thanks so much for doing that. And you're the first Saturday of the month host for Mudlark Sampler. Tell me a little bit more about the artists you would typically feature when it's your turn to host Mudlark Sampler.
Well, I've always, since I started doing it, I've never really like come up with a plan for my show ahead of time. I really love the library at the station there, and so I usually show up about, you know, half an hour before my show. And over the years, I've gotten to know the library better, but I'll still find stuff that I never knew was there, and I'll just grab artists that I know, and then even some that I don't know, just I'll see the cover of the album and be like, oh, that looks fun. And granted, it's a lot of fun. It can be a little stressful doing it that way because sometimes you'll throw in some stinkers in there that you don't know aren't that good. And I'll admit it when that happens. But I'll try to preview. I do try to preview stuff before I put it on the air. But I always call it the fly by the seat of my pants kind of show. And then sometimes I'll always ask people for requests, and someone will put in a request, and then it just kind of starts a flow of tunes that I think flow together. I like to think they flow together, and I'm not successful all the time. And you can just feel it when you are and when you're not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You selected this one for this interview today. Let's listen to a little bit of it. You hold me in your arms, I got to say it again. Come on. Tell us about that one.
Well, that is the late, great John Hartford singing A Little Piece of My Heart off of one of his best albums called Gumtree Canoe. That's G-U-M-T-R-E-E, Gumtree. And many of you will recognize that song made famous by Janis Joplin, which I found out neither has actually wrote the song. A woman named Irma Franklin first made it famous in 1967. I learned that little tidbit of information thanks to the internet today. But anyways, John Hartford is a hero and inspiration of mine. He's known for playing traditional old-time fiddle music, or in this case, taking a well-known song and making it, putting his own twist on it. And you'll find that with a lot of either folk music and people doing different versions of it, or in this case, people taking what we'll know as pop songs and adding that twang to it, which can be, once again, can be good or sometimes not so much. But in the case of John Hartford, I think he does a fine job of adding some twang to a rock song.
Well, I know people miss the live hosted shows on KRNN for the very reason that you're on here today. You can talk about the music. You can tell us some background. You can tell us something interesting about it. Just a little bit extra, you know, compared to just a running playlist. So, one of the reasons I thought it'd be fun to talk to you today, not only that do we miss you and miss your show and miss Mudlark Sampler, but we're doing this virtual folk fest, and I wanted to ask you, how are you spending your time this year? What would you normally be doing the week of folk fest, and what are you doing instead?
Well, normally at this point in the week, Tuesday, I'd just, my stomach would just be full of butterflies in anticipation for the week that's already begun and is about to happen. I usually, over the last, especially the last, I don't know, 6-7 years, I usually kind of keep it pretty normal Monday through Wednesday. I'll go to work and stuff, and I might, when I lived downtown, I'd go to the hall for a little bit, but, you know, try to get a good night's sleep and stuff. And then come Thursday, all bets are off. The last couple of years I live out way out the road now. So the last few years I've been, moving into a hotel room down into Driftwood for the weekend, just cause it's no fun driving back and forth. When you got so much fun happening downtown. Yeah, and then I've been involved with some bands in the past, and we'd be playing gigs and occasionally do sets on the main stage, and dances at the dance. So I've been involved in one way or another for quite a few years, and it's just kind of the highlight of my year. All the best holidays wrapped into one. This year, you know, obviously, no one has ever had to deal with not having a folk fest, so we're all figuring it out. At least in the last 46 years, no one's had to deal with that. I don't know. I'm kind of just a little bit. I'm not in denial about it, of course. I accept it and understand, and I'm just kind of keeping the straight and narrow. I'm pretty lucky to have a beautiful place out the road that I've been hunkering down. I still have to go to work for the city because I'm considered a essential employee, but I'm, you know, besides that, I'm just going home every day instead of doing anything like social. I've been, you know, chatting with friends on the phone and the FaceTime and everything. I will recommend this. This is really fun. There's a cool app. I believe it's free. It is free. It's called Spire, S-P-I-R-E. And what you can do on that is I just downloaded it onto my phone, and you can record yourself either playing a tune or singing a song. And then you can send that track to a friend, and then they can record on top of it while listening to it, and it mixes, and you can mix it, and it's really simple. It's not complicated audio equipment, and you could keep going back and forth. So you could potentially put a whole band together with just two people. So I'm going to be doing that a little bit with some buddies this weekend, where we already played around with it last weekend, where you can record over each other, and it's really intuitive and simple. Yeah, I think that's about it. And, you know, just dance around the kitchen with my family. That's what we got going. So
well, those activities, they do sound pretty fun. So
make the best of it. Yep.
Yeah. Sergey Morrison, host of Mudlark Sampler, Saturdays on KRNN 102.7 FM. The show is currently on hiatus, but Sergey is still making and sharing his playlist online and is here with us today virtually. And I do want to mention, you don't have to subscribe to Facebook or Spotify to access these. They're both public if you are online. So facebook.com/KRNN radio. And how might we find you on Spotify, Sergey?
I think it's just my name, Sergey Morrison. Sergeimorosan. And I don't have it on Facebook, but I'm there. And yeah, these are, I made sure they're both public. One's KRNN volume one, one's KRNN volume two. And I'll probably make another one this weekend because it's kind of fun. So I mean, it's not the same as playing at the radio station, but it's something. So
well, happy virtual folk fest, Sergey. Thanks for speaking with me. And here's Ebb and Flow by Carl Jones and Beverly Smith off of one of your playlists to take us out. So bye, Sergey.
All right. Okay. Bye, Shelley. Take care.
You too.